Welcome to Early Birds Club for kids' bedtime stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. The title of today's story is Follow Your Dream. There was once a boy who trained horses with his father. They traveled ranch to ranch, farm to farm, stable to stable, training horses. He had to support his father to survive. Due to the schedule, his studies were interrupted during his high school year. The boy understood helping his father was very important. Once, during high school, his English teacher asked the whole class to write a paper on what their dreams were when they left school. That night, the boy wrote a 7-page paper describing his dream of someday owning a horse ranch. He wrote about his plan in great detail, and he even drew a diagram of a 300-acre ranch showing the location of all the buildings, the stables, and the track. Then he drew a detailed floor plan for a 5,000-square-foot house that would sit on a 300-acre dream ranch. He described his dream on a piece of paper and he was very proud of it. Next day, he happily handed the paper to his teacher. He waited patiently for the marks on his project, but he was surprised to see a large F on the front with the note that read, "See me after class." The boy went to see the teacher after class and asked, "Why did I receive an F for this project?" The teacher said, "This is an unrealistic dream for a young boy like you. You have no money. You come from a family of travelers. You have no resources. Owning a horse ranch requires a lot of money and hard work. You have to purchase the land, pay for the breeding stock, and later you'll have to pay large fees to keep the breed healthy. There's no way you could ever do what is written on this paper." Then the teacher added, "If you can rewrite this paper with a more realistic goal, I'll reconsider your grade." The boy went home and thought about it long and hard. He could not think of any other dream he had. He asked his father what he should do. His father said, "Look, son, you must make up your mind. You must make up your own mind on this. I think it is a very important decision for you." The boy sat on his decision for a week and handed in the paper as is, making no changes at all. He said to the teacher, "You can keep the F and I'll keep my dream." Later, the same boy worked very hard and reached his goal of owning the dream ranch. He often sponsored other kids and their school projects to show them that their dreams were within their grasp. His high school teacher once came to the ranch with his students one summer for a week-long camp. Once the camp was done, the teacher came up to the boy and said, "Look, John, I can tell you this now. When I was your teacher, I was a dream stealer. During those years, I stole a lot of kids' dreams. Instead of encouraging them, I discouraged them. Fortunately, you had a strong conviction to stand up to what you wanted from life. I'm proud of you." The moral of the story is, don't let anyone steal your dreams. Follow your heart no matter what. No dream is too big or too small when one works hard to live it. One should always try making dreams come true, no matter what. Good night. Sleep early, wake up early for a positive and successful life.